SOP 180. Today we're talking about appreciating your audience, and I've got some inexpensive theme music for you.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. We have a little different setup today. I'll talk about that in a second, but I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in here. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. You can reach me by emailing me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your toll-free comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com at 888-563-3228. And of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. On the show today, we're going to be talking about embracing your audience regardless of their size. And we're also going to be, he said as he moved his microphone, we're going to be talking about a website where you can find some cheap theme music. Now, what's going on today? Well, it's really weird. This is different for me. As I record this, the members of the School of Podcasting are actually watching me record this. So I have a little different setup where some of my speakers, the background music and such, is actually going into the microphone. So we're going to have some bleed. I'm not sure how this is going to sound in the end, but I don't want to bore you with those details. Let me hop right into what we're talking about today when I say embracing your audience. And this is from Daniel Johnson Jr. He had actually sent me in a voicemail, but I'm just going to basically talk about what he sent, which is a link to a blog post by a guy named Seth Godin. And before we get into that, first of all, thank you very much, Daniel, for notifying me. This is an interesting topic. And you can find Daniel at danieljohnsonjr.com. And the title is called Opening Acts and Rock Stars. I'm just going to read this. It's really short. He says, the opening act has the toughest gig in town. The audience isn't here to listen to you. They're restless. Perhaps you'll get a few seconds to earn their attention, but not much. Your gimmicks will fall flat. You might even get booed off the stage, which I've seen in real life. I've actually seen bands get booed off the stage. It's not pretty. The rock star, on the other hand, has the crowd chanting for him before he even shows up. He starts a song and people applaud, and they sing along. They finish the lyrics for him even. So, again, the star has everything right in the palm of his hands. He says, now, most marketers, which is what Seth Godin is, he's this big internet guru marketer guy. He says, most marketers are opening acts. They add the ad or blog post or tweet, if you're using Twitter, is a desperate attempt at attention, at keeping people from switching it off, or switching you off in this case, or booing. The posture of the marketer who is an opening act is unstable and a little sad, he says. He says, some marketers are rock stars. How did that happen, he asks. He says, I'd argue that there are two ways or two keys to becoming a rock star marketer. The first one is, number one, settle for a tiny audience that views you as a star, not an opening act. Then grow that audience. And then number two, be really good. And that's really, we've mentioned this in a lot of episodes. The key to growing your audience is to have killer content. And this is where people get kind of hung up on niches and things of this nature. They're like, well, I want to have 10,000 people like Leo Laporte and things of that nature. It's really just as fun to be a big fish in a small pond. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually typing this as we speak. I have launched a podcast. It's a new one. I've kind of talked about this in the past, and all I've done is I've put it in iTunes. And so these people now on my webinar are watching me log into my Libsyn, and they're going to verify this here. And I've put out three episodes. So I want to point out the fact that people say, you know, hey, if I put things in iTunes, I'll be famous. Well, I've had this podcast in iTunes, and it's been around for 2 months, and I've had a total of, anybody want to guess? That's right, 54 whole downloads. So I've had three episodes. Let's round that to 50. So I'm looking at 17-ish downloads per episode. What's interesting about that is 53% is from the web, 20% is from iTunes, and 25% is from other, it says. So if you're thinking, hey, if I can just put my stuff in iTunes, I'll be famous, that's what we say. That's not going to be the case. Now, the other thing in this case, the podcast, if you want to check it out, is at growyourchurchshow.com. It's a podcast for, think of it as a big giant water cooler for Christians to get around and share ways of growing their church. Now, you can do this with any topic. If you get, you know, people that, how to grow your Cub Scouts or how to grow your whatever. In my case, it happens to be how to grow your church. And I did this purposely. I put out a couple episodes. I didn't really promote it. All I did was put it in iTunes. And if you go into iTunes and look for Christian podcasts, you will see that there is not exactly a lack of Christian podcasts. And that's where you've got to have great content. I think I have unique content, but I'm not upset that I have apparently 15 people per episode downloading it. Number one, because like I said, I haven't done any promotion. All I've done is I've stuck it in iTunes, and I haven't, I think I listed it at Podcast Alley as well, but I haven't really done a ton of that. In fact, if I look at my stats here, I can see I've had one person listen to my podcast from Podcast Alley, but I'm not upset with my audience at this point because there's only 15. Number one, because I haven't promoted it, but let's say I had promoted it. Realize that the people that are listening to this podcast are really into this topic. Unlike email, where you have spam, I mean, every day we get email that we don't want. These people that are downloading this podcast are downloading it because they want it. There is no spam in podcasting. I can't make people listen to my podcast that haven't somehow said, I want to listen to that. They've clicked on something to listen to it. So keep that in mind with your audience, is that A, anybody that hears this is hearing it because they clicked on a button somewhere to get that audio, to get that video, to stream to them in some fashion. And if they like it, and if you furnish great content, hopefully the plan is that they will go out and tell two friends, and then they'll tell two friends and things like that. Now, if I were to log into the School of Podcasting, this website, and I'm... maybe I'm weird. I have no problem sharing my stats. I think I have about 400 to 600 people per episode of this podcast. And again, some people look at this and go, well, that's nowhere near, you know, so-and-so who has 2,000 an episode. I'm talking about podcasting. That's kind of a niche market. Not everybody needs a podcast, although I would disagree with that. You know, not everybody's looking for podcasting, where if I was a music podcast where I played music and everybody loves music, that might be a wider audience and I might have more downloads. But if I was doing hillbilly ska music, that's really, really niche, and I might only have, say, 50 people that listen to that podcast, but they'd be really, really, really into hippie, what'd I say, hillbilly ska music. So the narrower your niche, the smaller the numbers, but the more rabid the audience. So I'll have a link out in the show notes to that Seth Godin blog. It's got an interesting point. Like I said, I think it's a little more fun to be a big fish in a small pond. Now, the other thing I want to talk about today is I found a resource, and I talk about on the podcast how we have lots of resources at the School of Podcasting and things of this nature, along with our tutorials, and of course, tonight, as you're listening, we're doing a live webinar. And one of the resources that I just found is called Two Buck Themes. You can find this at twobuckthemes.com, and I'll have a link to this out in the show notes. This is Mike Stewart, who is known as the Internet Audio Guy, and he's going to be one of the guys, along with myself, that will be talking at Podcast Secrets 2009. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. And what this is, the reason they call it Two Buck Themes is you think it's only $2. It's actually $10 a month, and they give you 5 different themes. So what I wanted to do was just play you, I don't want to play you the whole little theme, but just to give you an idea of the quality you're going to get, I thought I would play some of the themes you get when you sign up at $2 Themes. All right, so there you get just a few quick samples, wide variety of music, everything from kind of a jazzy sax to the nice piano themes, and this is kind of more of a jazz theme here in the background. And you can sign up, like I said, you get 5 little themes. Most of them are around a minute or two. And I use them sometimes for kind of transitional music, things of that nature. And the best thing is you're only out $10. You can sign up, check it out. If you don't like it, you can cancel. I think I'm on month number 2 now, something like that. But Mike's a good guy, and the quality of the music is fine. I was afraid I was going to get a bunch of drum machines and things like that. But Mike is actually he has a gold record in his office. He's actually a piano player and a musician, things of that nature. So that is going to be one of the resources that I'll be adding out at the School of Podcasting. So if you're wondering what kind of resources do you get when Dave always talks about these resources, that's an example of one. So that is going to do it for today's show. Again, keep in mind, don't get hung up on your numbers. The key to growing your audience is to produce phenomenal content, and then let that audience that's really rabid about that content start telling people. But you are going to have to promote your podcast via business cards, maybe listing it in different podcast directories. I have all of my family members have my business card. So if somebody's talking about something, they can say, oh, you need to go check out this podcast. So get your friends and neighbors doing that. I use business cards a lot because they're cheap. You know, they're like, you know, pennies a piece, and I'll just stuff them everywhere I go. I'll give you an example. When I go to a restaurant, and if I pay with a credit card and they bring you that little black thing that you sign, I will, you know, leave the receipt there with my signature, but I'll also throw in a business card, because you never know. Somebody in the kitchen may be interested in podcasting or music or any other podcast, or maybe they want to grow your church. Who knows? But that's just something I do. It goes back to my days when I was teaching sales in a company in North Canton, and we had a slogan that was relentless marketing. And that is my approach to podcasting. It's like, it's not enough to just put it out there. You do have to let people know where it is and get them to come out. So hopefully you've enjoyed that. You've enjoyed the little preview of Two Buck Themes. And again, you can find everything we're talking about today. Simply go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to email me again, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments just like Daniel Johnson Jr. did, 888-563-3228. Thank you once again, Daniel, for the tip on the Seth Godin blog. And again, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you're ready to start a podcast, simply go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com and you can start podcasting today. Thank you again very much for tuning in. And until we meet again next week, class is dismissed.